This is Luke.
Luke, you're live on the air right now with the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
We're doing good. The Born Ruffians. Am I saying that right, or is it Ruffians? How do you guys like it to be pronounced?
It's Ruffians.
Yeah. Ruffians. Okay, I was right the first time. Yeah. Okay, cool. And you guys are from Canada.
Yep, we're from Toronto.
Are you
Toronto, Ontario?
Are you French Canadian?
My family is. My dad's side of the family is goes back to like one of the first families that was in Quebec.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
speak French very well though.
And you guys have toured with a lot of really cool bands over the past couple of years. Franz Ferdinand, Peter Bjorn and John, Hot Chip, Tokyo Police Club. And things really seem to be on the upswing for you guys more and more as the years go on. You guys are actually playing a show tonight, correct?
Yep, we're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana tonight.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And do you feel like every show you play gets bigger and bigger as far as your fan base goes?
Yeah, I think like the more you go to a city, the bigger it gets. There's like certain places that are always like bigger than others, like New York and LA and San Francisco and stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's just like the more you come back to a place like Baton Rouge, the better the shows get, usually. Just like that old method of just like the more you play, the more people come in.
Mm. Right. Right. And what's your favorite place to play that's not a major city where you're popular?
Oh, man. I don't know. That's a tough question. We had a really good show in Atlanta the other night. Last night in Birmingham, Alabama was really good. And I don't know. Tough to say. Hoboken, New Jersey was great on this tour. We'd never played there before, but it was awesome.
Cool. What's your favorite Canadian comedian?
Canadian comedian?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's tough too. I don't know. I grew up loving Mike Myers and like a lot of the SNL guys. Like, Nathan Fielder. He's pretty great right now. I do love Nathan Fielder. Do you know that guy?
No. Is he big on Twitter or something? I've never heard of him.
He's got his own show on Comedy Central right now called Nathan For You.
Oh, yes. That guy's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I've seen him in Toronto a couple of times at little stand-up places, but he's great.
That's great. So being Canadian, is it like hard to get across the border? Like, do you have any problems with that when you guys are on tour with your drugs?
Not usually. I mean, we're usually pretty legit.
Okay.
We always have like our paperwork and stuff. We get a talking to every now and then, just because you know that's their job. So they'll give us a hard time every once in a while.
Now I'm not accusing you guys of anything, but do you ever have like substances in your touring bus that you're afraid that?
Oh no.
Okay. Okay.
We're good, boys.
Okay. Just a little beer here and there. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe like an orange. The last time we crossed, they made me eat an orange that I had. The guy was like, "Oh, just eat it before you go." So I ate it, and threw it out, and then the border guard told me that I had to give them the orange rind to destroy it properly. So I had to go in the garbage and pick it out of the garbage. So maybe stuff like that.
Because God forbid, like the Canadian orange corrupts the American oranges, our native orange. The alien Canadian oranges that are from America in the first place.
Yeah, they're from California. Yeah.
They're from California.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah. None of this makes sense. Yeah.
No, so you frequently cross the border between Canada and the United States?
Sorry, dude, I only cross.
Right.
Well, yeah, we've done overseas tours. We've gone to Australia a couple times. We've gone to the UK and Europe and stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, we've crossed that U.S. border many times in many parts of the country.
Now, okay. Eddie's thinking about starting his own startup company up there where he's going to be a coyote for Canadians to cross over to America or Americans to cross over to Canada. Do you think that's a legitimate startup company?
He's just going to smuggle them in, like, a pickup truck or something?
Yeah, because Canadians want to come here for the jobs and the health care.
Right. Right. And Americans want to go there for pharmaceuticals.
Americans want to go there for surgeries. And yeah. Yeah. But tell us about your new album, though, Birthmarks.
You didn't give him a chance.
I know we didn't give you a chance to answer that question, but I don't think you really wanted to anyways.
Why not?
Tell us about the album.
Oh, yeah. It's been out for like a week now, maybe more than a week. We spent a long time working on it. It was like longer than we spent recording an album for. It's almost a year of work recording it and a couple of years of writing. And I think we're just like in the full swing of touring now, so I haven't really been thinking about it too much. But it's nice. It's nice playing the songs. People are coming out and they know the songs now, and people are singing along to all the new stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's just like a work of love, I guess. And I'm definitely still proud of it. I still like listening to it, which is weird for me. Usually, I hate our records by now. Like I most old stuff, I just can't listen to after it's done. But I still like listening to the new record.
You took a few years to work on it, huh? It was actually, like, what, 3 years since the previous release?
Yeah, it was 3 years in between Say It and Birthmarks.
And why
which wasn't really intentional, but...
It wasn't intentional, okay. Why did you guys spend so much time on the album? Why were you able to do that?
I think it was just making sure that it was done right. Like, spending enough time writing and making sure we didn't book any studio time until we felt like we had enough material. And then... We really wanted to record it a lot faster, but it just took longer. Like, just the way the studio worked, and yeah, it was kind of, with the producer we were working with, it was kind of like a deal, just like, we'll work on this till it's done. There's not really any time limits. Like, it was just, we'll use the studio until the record's done, and it just took that long till we felt good about every song, so.
Well, let's play...
Yeah, we didn't want to rush anything.
Okay, cool. Let's play Needle off of your new album.
Cool.
We have Luke from the Born Ruffians, and what do you want to say about this?
Needle?
Yeah.
It's the first track off the record. It's actually the last song to be written for the album. But it kind of sums up a lot of the feelings lyrically that kind of play out throughout the record about, you know, maybe isolation or solitude. Like positive solitude, I guess the beauty is like anonymity and yeah, kind of where I was at in terms of like a musician in the landscape of the music scene during those 3 years of writing and stuff.
No one like the watermelon rolling with momentum, spitting out its seeds, buried under snow and waiting just to show. And knows how yummy it will be. I belong to no one, a song without an album, long forgotten maxim spoken to the sea. I belong with no one, I belong with no one, I belong with no one, you belong with me. When I was a boy, I wished that I was older, wished that I was taller, tall enough to see the things I see today. Now I wish they'd go away, now they led me far astray, stray from what I need a little help. I have to stumble again, tumble, tumble down. As I take the ground, make a mighty sound.
The Born Ruffians, that's Needle, and live on the phone we have Luke from the band. And what's going on there, Luke? There's a chick, one of your groupies is going nuts.
Yeah, they're watching, well, I'm backstage, it's the quietest place, and they're watching, have you ever watched, it's like Skate, I think Skate 4, some video game, it's like a montage of like crazy glitches from that game. It's a pretty funny video, and Maddie from Moon King is laughing really hard at it.
Maddie from what band?
Oh, Moon King, the band we're on tour with right now. The band Moon that's King. Opening up tonight.
So who are you on? Who else are you on tour with tonight?
Just us and Moon King.
Okay.
Tonight it's just the two of us. Yeah, they're great. They're like my favorite band right now. They're so good.
We'll have to check that out for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Moon Kings, all right, cool.
Are you a big hockey fan?
Yeah, I'm like a medium. I haven't watched hockey in a while, but since the Leafs were in the playoffs, so that was like a long time ago. But they made the playoffs this year, so I feel like I'll be watching it a lot more over the next month. But Mitch is a big hockey fan, our bass player Mitch.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you guys ever play hockey as a band?
No, I'd love to. We talked about it. Like, we're buddies with Tokyo Police Club, and they rent a rink in the wintertime in Newmarket, and they go out there and play. But I never made it as a play. I mean, I grew up playing hockey. I played since I was like 5 years old. So I miss it. I haven't played in a while. But.
What position do you play?
I kind of played all over. I played a left wing mostly. Bit of defense.
That's a funny video back there. Like
I know,
say.
Sorry.
No, I've got to watch this now. It sounds hilarious. Either that or are you sure... Is there laughing gas involved back there, or a vaporizer, something?
There might be.
Some nitrous balloons.
Yeah, there might be a gas leak in the
room. Yeah, I think you guys,
some whippets.
You guys might want to get out of there. I think it's going to blow. Watch out. The Born Ruffians, name of the band. And, well, Luke, thank you for being on the show, and best of luck on the rest of your tour. And my
thank
God,
you got to
get
having me.
Go have some of that laugh, whatever the hell's going on over there.
Okay. That perfectly legal whatever it is you're taking.
Yeah.